President Obama last week called for tougher gun laws in the United States. A day before his tear-streaked announcement, the Violence Policy Center issued a ranking of death rates from firearms in 2014. The survey didn't get much attention from the local political elite. Certainly nothing like the annual hand-wringing when some conservative or business-oriented group trots out a ranking that shows Rhode Island at the bottom of business-friendly states. This time, the data showed that Rhode Island has the second lowest rate of gun deaths in the nation, lower than every state save Hawaii. The rankings revealed what common sense would tell anyone who cared to look, that states with weak gun control laws and high rates of gun ownership have the highest overall gun violence rates. Alaska, with porous gun control laws and 56% of households owning guns, has one of the highest gun death rates. So does Louisiana, with a gun owner rate of about 50%. But in Rhode Island, just 16% of households contain guns, and our laws are stricter than most states. The gun death rate here is among the lowest. Our neighboring New England states of Massachusetts and Connecticut, which tightened gun laws after the tragic Newtown school shooting, also have some of the nation's lowest gun death rates and gun ownership metrics. We know that a vast majority of gun owners use their weapons responsibly. We also know that while the gun lobby and hardcore Second Amendment activists hate Obama, the president's new control effort is tepid. It requires background checks for gun buyers at gun shows and websites, and it calls for increased enforcement of federal gun laws. Yet this is probably the best he can do given a Republican-controlled Congress enthralled to the National Rifle Association and the campaign money its supporters provide. Just about every week comes news of another horrible shooting, whether it's innocent school children in Connecticut, workers in California, or members of a church congregation in South Carolina. The country seems numb to these televised scenes of death, as if this is the new normal. Confronted with a massacre in a Colorado movie theater or a shooter on a college campus, we seemed as distracted as a child with too many Christmas presents. If we listen only to gun enthusiasts and their lobbyists, it would seem Obama is trying to take guns away from law-abiding citizens. The most ludicrous example of this sentiment came last week from Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who's running for the Republican presidential nomination. His campaign put up a website depicting Obama in a helmet, looking like a fascist thug, with a warning that stated, quote, "Obama wants your guns." Obama has been in the White House for 7 years. Can anyone say with a straight face that he's ever proposed restricting gun ownership from citizens who obey the law? It isn't as if the deer in Vermont or the elk in Montana are any safer since Obama entered the White House. He hasn't shut down any shooting ranges, and he hasn't ordered the confiscation of firearms from gun collectors or those who use firearms for personal safety. Rhode Island should be grateful that our state's among the safest when it comes to gun violence. Yet this is not a time to sit on our laurels doing nothing. Our gun laws may be better than others, but we still have too many murders, shootings, and gun-related suicides. Linda Finn, vice president of the Rhode Island Coalition Against Gun Violence, points to some loopholes the General Assembly could close. The first seems to be a no-brainer: stop people convicted of misdemeanor domestic assaults from buying weapons. Another would be to bar anyone but law enforcement from carrying concealed weapons in a school. A third would be to limit the ammunition capacity of assault rifles to 10 rounds. What's needed in Rhode Island and across the nation is for a citizens group along the lines of Mothers Against Drunk Driving to lobby state by state for stronger gun restrictions. Washington may be oblivious to the need for better gun laws, but that doesn't mean we have to be.